Memory loss is one of the symptoms of dementia. So is wandering. Over the last 5 years, at least 10 people in Washington state have died after wandering away from where they live. It's a problem communities will have to confront as the population ages, but not all police departments are prepared for these kinds of incidents. Searching for somebody with dementia presents different challenges from other missing person cases. KUOW has collaborated with Investigate West and KCTS to explore the high incidence of people with dementia who go missing. KUOW reporter Ruby DeLuna goes now to Anacortes, where the city has taken a lead on the issue.
When an elderly person is reported missing, medical information is critical. It can mean the difference between life and death. On January 28th, just before 9 p.m., a neighbor reported William Landers missing. He was 69 years old. He lived at Harbor House, a public housing program in Anacortes for seniors.
So here's the backside of his apartment, and we're getting close to the area where he was found.
Bonnie Bowers is the police chief of Anacortes. We're driving in the neighborhood where Landers lived. It's not far from the marina. From what the police gleaned, Landers had a routine.
He liked to go down to Dakota Creek and watch him work on the big boats. It's a boat building place. He liked the marina, and he went to Safeway, which was a couple blocks away. And he would go downtown to the local establishments every once in a while.
Bowers says usually when an adult is reported missing, police look for foul play. In Landers' case, there was no evidence of that, so the police waited to see if he would come home on his own. On day two, the card they'd stuck on the door was still there.
When the officer went back with the apartment manager into the apartment, he did things like look at medications. And that's how he found out who Mr. Landers' doctor was, and that's how he obtained the information about caregiver diagnosis of Alzheimer's dementia. Until that, we didn't know that information.
Mr. Landers lived alone. He had a caregiver who came in twice a week to help him. When the police learned he had dementia, their whole approach to the investigation changed. They searched around his home. They no longer considered him just missing, says Bowers, but endangered. This time, the police were running against the clock. The first 6 hours are critical.
Because once they're out overnight, the chances of them having issues from exposure, of course, multiplies.
Bowers says they put out an alert through the state's computer system, through the press, and through social media. The way police conducted their search change too. Bowers explains the mindset and the behavior of a dementia patient are different compared with other missing persons.
We start our search immediately for that person from their last known location, usually their home. We know that Alzheimer's patients can wander up to 10 miles and don't stop for rest breaks, bathroom breaks, hydration. They'll just keep going.
It's not clear why they wander. Often they start on a routine task, but at some point they become disoriented and they're not able to recognize familiar surroundings. Bowers says it's as if they're on a mission and they'll keep going until they're satisfied. Sometimes they'll go to ground or hide in areas with thick vegetation or near bodies of water. Day three after Landers was reported missing, the investigation expanded. 30 volunteers combed through the area. They searched the docks, checked behind boats, aimed their lights on the water. It was raining and cold. Day four, Skagit County Search and Rescue have joined the search. They brought a cadaver dog.
So here's the pond.
Bowers leads me to a wooded area about 3 blocks from William Landers' home. Searchers found him here. Today, the ground is dry and covered with tall grass. But back in January, it was full of water. William Landers had drowned. There's a fence that borders the marsh.
I learned from one of the search and rescue deputies from Skagit County, who's had extensive training in looking for Alzheimer's dementia patients, that they follow straight lines. So he looked at this fence line and he said, well, it makes perfect sense to me that if he came to a fence line, he would follow the fence line.
Nationwide, there are more than 5 million Americans diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease or some form of dementia. It's estimated that 7 out of 10 of them will wander and become lost. 4 years ago, the Anacortes police went through special training to prepare for this kind of search. The city has a higher-than-normal elderly population. Bowers says it helps officers to have an understanding of the disease.
It has forced us to really take a look at traditionally what we would do with a missing person case on an older adult, and ask questions that we never might ask before.
The Landers case highlights how important it is to have the medical information early on. Bauer says had police known about Landers' dementia, the department would have deployed more resources sooner. The police department has also teamed up with the local hospital guild to promote Project Lifesaver. The program uses an electronic bracelet to help police find people with memory loss or with developmental disabilities. But that's just one tool. Even more important, the community relies on volunteers who come in contact with seniors living alone.
All right, so we turn here.
Michael Newbro is a retired professor. Every Tuesday, just before lunchtime, he delivers food to seniors who've signed up for Meals on Wheels. Today's menu?
Cold chicken salad. And today they also get a little box of raspberries, fresh raspberries that somebody donated.
Newbro has been delivering meals for 9 years. He's gotten to know most of the clients. In a way, drivers like Newbro are the eyes and ears of the community. They're usually the first to spot the early signs of medical decline. There are telltale signs.
General disarray and cleanliness, if there's been a change, that's the first thing you will notice. People will just let things go. They don't care anymore. And the second is if they don't know who you are, why are you there? That's a big giveaway.
When that happens, Newbro alerts the staff at the senior center so someone can come out and get them some help.
Lunchtime.
We stop at the home of Nadine Goodrich. Goodrich is 86 years old. She has dementia. She lived alone until it was no longer safe. Her son, Stephen, and daughter-in-law, Luann, moved in to care for her.
We didn't want to take away her independence, you know, and it's a real fine line of deciding, you know, how much help do you need?
It's a quandary that many families with aging parents will be facing. It's also a question that Chief Bowers knows all too well. Her mother suffered from Alzheimer's before she passed away. Bowers says families can set up some safeguards, especially for those in the early stages of the disease. A daily check-in by phone, letting neighbors know there are health concerns, and making sure law enforcement has that information too.
I think back to when my kids were little, we had the little things on the windows of our homes that said, you know, child in this room for firefighters. Wouldn't it be nice if we had that kind of information about someone who was living independently in an apartment that we knew that this was an Alzheimer's dementia patient?
Chief Bowers says the Landers case is a reminder that dementia is not just a medical issue confined to families and their doctors. It's a community issue, too. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.